The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 32 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How are you, sir?
I am fine. Thank you.
Got a quick question for you. I have a house that was built in the 60s in the villages of Bunker Hill. It was redone extensively in the 2000 by my wife and I. We love the home. The windows are downstairs are the original windows from 62, and I'm being told that they are custom windows. They're encased, and obviously the glass needs to be replaced, or we've got a lot of the gas that's leaking, and so these windows are really fogging up. I have called everybody in town, even people that you guys have recommended in the past, and everybody that comes out says, no, sir, we can't touch these windows. And I was told that the reason is because the extraction of these windows in this glass is very labor-intensive, and most of these companies are kind of looking for a way to create efficiencies and expedite the work product. So I did not know, one, if I understand this correctly, you could help me there, and two, if I do, what do I do? Because I have got to get these fixed.
Are you just going to replace the windows? Just get new ones?
Well, we would like to, replace, yes, the windows.
Did you call Gulf Coast Windows?
We did.
And they said they couldn't replace them?
No, they could not replace them.
Doesn't make sense, what you're telling me. They can replace all windows. I'm not sure why they're telling you you can't replace them. I'm missing a piece of the puzzle in this question.
Well,
I'm not sure what it is.
And it's probably due to my inaccurate description. These windows, first of all, you can twist a lever on the inside, and they open out towards the yard or towards the backyard cooler. Okay,
what they call awning windows. Yes.
Okay, and so they're all wood, meaning that where the glass goes into the original frame, there's a little, probably a third of an inch border that's holding the glass in that is also a custom wood there as opposed to a vinyl or some kind of aluminum. And then the size of these windows is not your typical window. And so when I bring somebody out, they say, wait a second. I mean, I had one quote from a person that advertises on this channel to replace 63 windows, and it was six digits.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be expensive. I don't doubt it's going to be cheap. But all those windows can be pulled out and new windows put in. It is definitely going to be expensive, but you might not be able to have the awning windows that you want. You might have double hung. You might have just, you know, regular windows. But
sure,
I don't understand. I can't believe the Gulf Coast Windows would say they can't replace these windows with new windows. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, well, we'll call them again.
Now replacing the glass. Yeah, I can understand if you wanted your glass replaced or something, that might be a problem, but as far as the windows, they can rip those things out. You got a big opening, and they put a new window in. It's not rocket science by any means.
Okay, well, and I appreciate you confirming that. I'm sure it's user error on my end.
I don't know yet, but I'd like to know if they can't, why. So call them out, have them come in, take a look at it again. Just say, I want to put new windows in the house. It's going to be cheap? No, it's going to be expensive. It's just the way it is.
Okay.
And I know they can do it because all windows are still put in the same way. They just cut them out and put the new ones in.
Well, we'll take your recommendation, and when we get whatever resolution, I will make sure I follow up with you.
All right, partner. Yeah, I'd like to know. I really would.
Have a nice Sunday.
I will, I think. We're going to see. Anyway, 713-572-4610, and we will talk today. Let's talk to Robert. Robert, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I've got a dilemma. We've been using Gritty as a purveyor for electricity for
almost
a year now.
You're the second person I've heard that. Yeah. Okay. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, it was great up until this month. Right now, as it stands, in the middle of, or a little later than the middle of August, I've got a $318 bill right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if I keep my electricity on today, it'll probably go up over $400.
Okay.
So are there any other alternatives? I mean, it seems like...
Of course, you have tons of alternatives.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
okay.
There's tons. We have what Chad Man, we call him Chad Man. He's our producer. He just got onto that this month, and he's on his app and he's doing all this stuff. I don't know what y'all do, but I thought this sounds really bad, and he said, "Well, let me see what happens." I kept thinking to myself, "This sounds really bad," and I don't know what's going to happen with him. So he's kind of our I guess test monkey or whatever you want to call it, but yeah, I don't think it's a good idea at all. I think it's a horrible idea, quite frankly, unless you stay on it every 5 minutes and then you only do stuff at night and then you turn everything off during the day and, you know, you do all this stuff. It sounds weird to me. Go to powertochoose.org and, well, right now is a bad time to choose. You're going to pay your money right now, but when we get into November, let's say, then...
Yeah,
choose a provider that can give you a solid rate, you know, just a standard rate the whole time. I don't understand this new thing that they're trying to come up with.
Yeah, it's you know, they call it a spike in usage.
Yeah, I mean you can end up paying $9 a kilowatt hour sometimes.
Yeah,
on this thing.
I'm having a spike in my wallet.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And what they do is most companies will buy this stuff in a package, and then they sell it to you in that package. But for you to buy it and I don't know how to put this, but you're buying it at certain rates all the time. It sounds great if you're doing it, if you're sitting on your cell phone for 24 hours a day deciding if you're going to turn a light on or not. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, well, the question I was going to originally ask
you, sir.
Who do you use?
I don't even know the name of my company. I switch so many times, probably 25 times in the last 15 years. I always, I shop at powertochoose.org, and that's what I would tell you to do. Go to powertochoose.org, please, not anybody else. Powertochoose.org. Put in your zip code and answer a few questions and just go with the cheapest. I don't care if the name is, you know, Howdy Doody. Who cares?
Yeah.
As long as you're paying a cheaper price. Everybody says, oh, I don't know that company. Who cares? It's all the same. Yeah. Everybody's giving you, it all comes from CenterPoint.
Well, yeah, the thing that makes me wonder about this whole situation is the fact that it's like 1.5 cents for 4 hours, then it go up to maybe 2.9,
yeah.
And then at around 4 o'clock it goes up to 40.
Yes, that just seems crazy to me.
I'm thinking to myself, well, everybody in the greater Houston area who has Gritty or no Gritty, whatever they have, is going to pay 40 cents per kilowatt hour.
Correct.
For those hours.
Correct. You're absolutely right.
What's the difference in changing? You know,
well, and so you have to. What you have to do is you have to create a lifestyle around an electric bill. You have to say, "Well, I'm going to do my laundry at 3 in the morning. I am going to wash my dishes at 2 in the morning. I am, you know, it doesn't make sense why you're creating a lifestyle around an energy bill, and that's what they're having you do. And for some people, I think they probably would like it because it's kind of a game. But for me, I wouldn't want it. So
yeah, I'm thinking because I can't change it today, we'll be gone for a while this afternoon, so I'm probably just going to cut off the power entirely to the house.
Well, and that might be, I don't know about cut off the power, but just turn everything off, and, you know, you just have to live around. I don't understand why people want to live around these kind of things. You know, they call them apps and stuff like that, and it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, well, it's beginning to make a lot less sense to me as well. So
yeah,
anyway,
don't you have better things to do?
Somebody else's really valuable time here.
Well, we got people, but this is going to be a new thing because you're the third person that has come up to me with this plan. What do they call it? Giddy, gritty. What is it? Gritty. Yeah, it doesn't. It just doesn't make sense to me. And somebody's getting rich off of it. So be careful. I know it's only $10 a month. I think that's what it is, right? You pay $10 a month.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you one quick question.
Yes, sir.
You can say I don't know anything, or I know all about it.
I always will.
Energy ogre.
Same thing. Those people came to me. The ogre people came to me, I want to say 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, and wanted me to advertise. I said, it doesn't make sense to me. And so I said no. I just said no. And I say no to a lot of people. You guys always only hear what I say yes to, but you don't have any idea who I say no to. I say no to a lot of people. And this is the same thing. It just didn't make sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so
all right.
I'm sorry, brother.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks, Tom.
I'll try. I think I have a little rough day ahead of me. 713-572-4610. Call me and we'll talk. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Steve. This is Steve. We were talking about that house in College Station.
Yes, sir.
Call drop. Anyway, it's a 1950s here in Beam. Old house on 5 acres, and it's got additions built off of it on slab on grade, and went up in with a metal roof, went up in the attic, and the hole underneath of that attic was underneath of the metal roof was spray foam.
Okay.
And that kind of threw me there. I mean, that's not something you see every day, you know.
I understand.
What do you think of that? Because I'm thinking what I've moisture and
I wouldn't buy it,
you know.
No, I wouldn't touch it. Yeah, okay. You're right. I mean, your intuition and all the stuff you're thinking about and everything. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't buy
it. I'd rather give money to the Shriners Hospital than to.
Well, we appreciate that. I happen to be a Shriner. I wear one of those little ready hats, and so we would love to have your money.
I'm a traveling man. Well, they do. They get it every month.
Thank you. Yeah. The Burn Hospital and the Orthopedic Hospital here in Houston. Yes, we would love to have that.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, listen, that's what I was going to pass on that deal, even though it seemed like real not too good to be true, but a very good value. But
I
just looked too much trouble down the road. But I appreciate it, brother, and thank you for everything you're doing, and thanks for your work as a Shriner and a brother.
No, you're very welcome.
That.
I mean, it's not for
great
me. It's for the children. You know that with the
exactly.
Shrine.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. You have a great day. Uh-huh.
You bet. And as far as no child is turned away, I don't care if they have money or not. Doesn't matter. We don't care about the adults. They have to deal with it on their own. Okay. Ideal Roofing, but we do love our children. Ideal Roofing is a company you call when you need a roof put on your home. Ideal Roofing is a company that's a GAF, Master Elite Roofing Contractor. GAF is the company you want to be a part of. That's why Jim Hardwick over at Ideal Roofing, they want to be a part of something good. And GAF wants to be a part of something good. Let's see, we put two people together, and they want to be a part of something good. And what happens? You get something good. I like it. A roofer that has got the best roofing manufacturer behind them and the best warranties that they can offer you in the business. I had a call yesterday from a person that just got the roof finished that day, yesterday, from Ideal Roofing. And he said, "Tom, I have a lifetime warranty." I said, "Yeah, they can do that now. Shingles will last that long." I remember when Ideal Roofing put a roof on my house in the down in Galveston. It was called a Majestic Shingle. It was a modified shingle. And that thing is going to last longer than the house will. The whole house will be gone, and this layer of shingles will be on top of it. And that's what they can do for you today. Because that's how good the product is. As long as you have someone is that good to put it on. Ideal Roofing, 713-896-1122. Concrete Raising Corporation. That's the company you want to make sure your concrete is level. You want it to be just the way it's supposed to be. I know. It's on, it's off. I'm telling you, the Concrete Raising Corporation, these people can make sure your concrete is level. It is a, sometimes, some people would call it a blessing. I'm telling you. I remember when my mother's house had this little, the concrete was sinking and sinking, and she would get this water under her door, and it'd freak her out. It would just freak her out. Oh, my God. My poor mom. She hated it every time it rained. And so I had them put in a little urethane, and would lift it right up, and it was done. And she was amazed about how they fixed their her concrete. The Concrete Raising Corporation. I want you to know that they can level your concrete. Give them a call and have them come out. They have a couple of methods. They have cement mixture, or they have the urethane mixture. Either way, they can fix it for you. The Concrete Raising Corporation. They can take care of all of your concrete leveling needs. You have a driveway or something that's going down and water's getting in your garage. No, it's done. And you don't have to tear it out and redo it. That's Concrete Raising Corporation.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's talk to Todd. I couldn't read. I'm getting so old. I had to read Todd. Todd, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, bud. How we doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Hey, I've got two questions on this house. One, the first one is it's a house built in 1934.
Yes,
it's pier and beam. It's the subfloor. It's not really a subfloor because the way this is, and I may be using the terminology wrong, but the beams underneath. They're probably 2x6, 2x8, something like that. And then there's the 3/4 inch hardwood floor that's actually the real floor that's on top of it.
Okay.
So it's not like there's a subfloor on top of it and then the wood floor on top of that. It's just
right. The
beam and then the wood floor. And what's happened is I put these laminate or vinyl planks, you know, throughout the house, and water has gotten in between them. And it's kind of rotten the original wood floors. So I was wanting to put a subfloor down and then put the vinyl back. But I didn't know, because it is 3/4 inch, if I should go with, I would really like to use concrete board, but I don't know what you think about that or what, I don't think they make 3/4 inch concrete board.
They do not.
So I don't really know if 1/2 inch would be good or if vinyl board, or just put it on top of the wood that's there, replace it with treated 3/4 inch plywood. I mean, I'm just not sure what to put there.
Well, first off, they don't make 3/4 inch concrete board. 1/2 inch and 1/4 inch is what you'll find.
I guess you could put it.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it, but I don't know if that's going to solve your problem.
Okay.
What's the problem is you're getting water coming up through the floor?
Well, so lightning struck a tree and tree hit the roof and the whole house is shiplap. So it was leaking down through the walls and then underneath the floor, and we didn't know it because it's the vinyl floor and they're not wet. you know. So yeah, when the floor started getting soft, we pulled it up. Now, we fixed the roof and we fixed the, you know, so I think we fixed the water problem. Okay. But I'm just thinking, you know.
Then if you fixed the water problem and you wanted to put down a backer board underneath your floor, you can do that. But it's the water problem that you need to fix. And since you fixed it, then, yeah, you could even use quarter inch. It doesn't matter as long as the problem is fixed.
So the but the wood that's the original wood floors that are bad, do I just rip all those up and put concrete board down there, or do I just replace the bad areas with treated plywood 3/4 inch?
I think if you have areas that need to be cut out because they're rotted and it's 3/4 inch, with like you say, then yeah. It's like re-siding a home when you have areas that have rotted places. You get a plywood and you put it in just those rotted places. Then you put your new siding on top. Nobody ever knows what's behind it. So yeah, I think that probably would be your best bet if you have certain distinct areas that you know you need to replace some of the boards. And so I would just use, 3/4 inch plywood. Absolutely.
Okay. And my other question is, this house had knob and tube wiring in it.
Yes.
And I've rewired the entire house and I put central heat and air in there. And the problem is that the eaves of the house, there's no ventilation. You know how normally the air comes into the attic through the eaves and then goes out through the top? Well, since this had knob and tube wiring, of course, you can't have any insulation. You can't have anything up there with that. So I replaced all that, and now it's insulated and everything. But how do I – because the eaves are not like your typical eaves. They don't have it's just the joists is sticking out.
Okay, and you then got the your rafter. What we call it exposed rafter tails.
Oh, rafters. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
No, so I understand. That's what I do for a living, but that's fine. Yeah, okay. You have exposed rafter tails. And the only thing you can do is between your rafter tails, you have a board that closes it off. And we call them bird hole vents. And what you do is you drill a hole and you pop in a bird hole vent. If that's what you want to do, you can do that.
Okay,
a bunch
bird
of them.
Hole.
Bird hole vent. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay, so you take out the wood?
No, you just drill a hole. You just drill a hole.
You just drill a hole.
Yeah, and then you pop this vent in. But you got to have a bunch of them. I mean, you really got to do a lot.
Okay.
But
all right.
I know, it's a
bird hole vent.
A bird hole vent, yeah.
And you said something about siding. So whenever you put on siding, do you put decking on first? When you pull off the old siding, it's just going to be the 2x4s that you see?
Yeah, and it's not decking. It's called sheathing. And sheathing is important to a home. It's a structure. It's like a gusset plate. It holds it all together. And so,
is it plastic or wood?
Usually it's half-inch plywood. If you go to the coast and you have to hit windstorm requirements, what happens is you have half-inch plywood that goes onto the studs. And it holds the structure together, and then you put the siding on so it looks good and, you know, beats back the weather and all that good stuff. But, it's sheathing. It's important. I think it's one of the most misunderstood processes in building a home is the sheathing package.
Yeah, so you put on – because you got to wrap it with the – I don't know what it's called, but the
– You wrap it with Tyvek.
You
know, a moisture barrier. You have to do that just to protect
moisture
it.
Barrier. There you go.
Yeah,
right. You just don't put the moisture barrier over the 2x4s. You put the decking on first, and then moisture barrier, and then the siding.
Put the sheathing, then the moisture barrier, then the siding. Yes.
Cool. All right, buddy. I appreciate you.
You betcha. Thank you. 713-572-4610. Gulf Coast Windows is a company you call when you want to replace your windows. Your windows are important. It's a hole in your house. Nobody likes a hole. Well, some people like a hole. I mean, but anyway, you want to replace your windows, and Gulf Coast Windows is a company you call. They have a window for everybody. They have wood windows, vinyl windows. They have hurricane windows, and this is the kicker here. Composite windows. Composite windows are the way to go if you want the best windows on the market today. 2.5 times more efficient than vinyl, which are very efficient. When you talk about vinyl windows, you say, don't poo-poo them. They are incredibly efficient. But if you can have one 2.5 times more energy efficient than a vinyl, that's like a million. It's a lot. Anyway, Gulf Coast Windows, they know what they're doing. They have installers, warranties, everything to make sure you have the best product, the best install, everything. Gulf Coast Windows. Give them a call at 713-849-5454.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's talk to Sam. Sam, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Okay, got three questions I'm allowed to ask. First, about kitchen flooring, house flipping, and structural strength of the two-story homes.
No,
okay. Okay, my house is... Okay, my house is yeah, my house is about 50 years old, and the original kitchen flooring is vinyl. You know, it's cut into shapes to conform to the floor configuration. After about 30 years, the glue that holds it down is given out, and so the seam edge is, you know, back in the vinyl, you know, walking up where it doesn't get much traffic or heavy object underneath. So what's the best flooring material for kitchens, you know, nowadays?
I don't think there's one that's the best, but there's a bunch of good ones from tile to vinyl to everything in between. It just depends what you want when it comes to floor covering. Laminates are waterproof. A lot of them that you buy are waterproof, so if you're worried about, you know, getting water on the floor. But I can't tell you there's one that's better than the rest. And, except right now, what's very popular, of course, is the vinyl. The vinyl is becoming increasingly popular with people.
Okay. And about house flipping, what's your opinion about that?
House what?
Flipping, you know, buying a... You know, lacrosse house that's need upgrade, you know, refurbishing.
Have you ever done that?
No, no. It seems like risky. You know?
Yeah. And so are you going to get into the house flipping business? Is that what you want to do?
No, I just a very curious person. I just want to know.
Well, I think it's the dumbest thing anybody can do. And I've been in the house business, building new homes for people and all kinds of things. I have been doing it all my life, and it's a very hard business to be in. And what really irritates me, you're gonna get an earful for me, but not for you, but for what I see on television. They have these people on television that always talk about, oh, I just flip houses, you just do this, you just do that. It is really a cutthroat. You're not gonna win in any situation. I would tell y'all, if you want to make some money, do something else. Making money is super easy. I've found that out in my life. Making money is very easy, but in house flipping business, I don't think it's a good idea at all. So I am a house guy, and I would not flip houses.
Yeah, I think the way to make money is to take advantage of people unsophisticated who wants to make money fast.
Well,
it's to sell courses on them, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, find a business you like. But I don't think flipping houses, I get really irritated at these TV shows. That's why I won't watch HGTV anymore. And I did the very first series ever on HGTV. And that was back in 1992. I was the host of the first show called Dream House. I just think it gives people false hopes. And it is such a rough business to be in. I mean, I've done it all my life, and it's been good for me. But I can be one... badass son of a gun. Let's put it that way when it comes to that. But I don't want to do that anymore, and I wouldn't ask anybody else to do it either.
Okay. Okay, one last question now.
Yes, sir.
You know, two-story homes, or the structure is made out of wood, not the steel beam or concrete of, you know, commercial office building. Now, yeah. my house is, the biggest house is the family den, which is about roughly 20 feet long and about 10 or 12 feet wide. But there is no, there's no structural post to hold up the the heavy weight of people have upstairs, like their heavy furniture and belongings. Is the wood strong enough to hold on that?
I don't know. It depends how big the wood is. Wood is a structural, you know, component, but depends how big it is and what it's trying to hold. I need to know, have a little more information than what you just gave me.
Okay. But in general, it's probably strong enough to hold most people's, you know, belongings upstairs?
It depends.
Okay.
What I want to say this is, I could just say yes, and then you put 400 pounds of books up there, and the whole thing's going to sag like crazy. So it depends what you're storing up there. You know, people say, oh, I just have Christmas decorations, or, you know, I have my kids' original clothes, which I don't know why they would keep them. But that's one thing. But if you're going to put 400 pounds of a library up there, no, it's not. So it really depends on what you're putting up there and, you know, how you, if you have a heavy load you're putting on, get it close to whatever wall it's sitting on. So you want to put it over a wall and not in a, in what we call a span from wall to wall, where it's out in the middle somewhere.
Great. Okay. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. All right. James Hardy Building Products. That's the company you call, or no, the company you call. That's the company you use, the product you use when you want to reside your home. The siding does not burn. It does not warp. It does not get eaten by termites. It does not get eaten by ants. It is an incredible product. James Hardy Building Products is the way you go when it comes to, I don't know, you know, just putting on a really good siding. And, you know, we're 2 years now since Hurricane Harvey. And there's other sidings out there, but they're just not good enough. But this one is. It proved the test of time again. You know, I could go back to 2009. Remember that year? That was that. What happened that year? It was Hurricane Ike. And it still held up then, too. And then Harvey, though, with the floods and the people's homes that were in underwater for, what was it, a week, 2 weeks? I don't really remember. It's so long ago. It's 2 years, and I'm old. But this stuff did not get put by the side of the road. That's what the James Hardy Building Products siding is all about. They washed it off. They cleaned it off. It dried out, and it was fine. After a week or 2 weeks in the water, no problem. No big deal. That's how good it is. But you want somebody good to put it on. That's when you go to homeshowhardypros.com. Homeshowhardypros.com is the company you call when you need the siding put on and put on right. That's homeshowhardypros.com. 713-572-4610. Let's talk to John. John, you're on Home Show Radio.
Mr. Tom, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay. I sent you an email this morning. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it.
No, I have not. I'm not an instant email guy.
Yes, sir. Well, it had a picture in it for reference, if you had. Anyways,
oh, I'm sure.
What I'm dealing with is a my back patio. I have a deck, and my foundation sits up about three foot up off of the ground. We're in a flood zone, so I guess that's the reason why. But we have a raised deck. And then above that is the patio covering, which is incorporated into the actual roof of the home. And on the opposing side of that back wall of the house, it's of that roof, it's supported with 3 4x4 columns, 4x4 posts that are about 12 foot long, 12 foot tall. And it seems like a pretty big patio cover to just be supported with 3 4x4s. And after Harvey, we started getting worried that maybe that, you know, there was compromised somehow, some way, and wanted to get some advice on whether or not we should have those replaced and what would be the best way to go about doing that.
First off, a 4x4 in compression as a post is fine. It can hold a huge amount of weight.
Okay.
As long as it's not, you know, being pushed side to side or something of that nature. So it's what happens is they look very thin, and yet people use them all the time. But perception is is they're not big enough to hold the weight because your eyes say it's too small. So I would tell you it's probably fine as far as it just being a post. I think you're okay. Now, would you like to make them look bigger and more substantial and, you know, the proportion be right? Yeah, that's different. But a 4x4 can hold a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it was the home and all that was put up in 97. Yeah. And, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, we had the Ideal Roofing come out and put one of their fancy roofs on it. And I would hate for that after the flood. I don't know if that compromised it anyway or anyhow to, you know, just do away with all the work we've done. But,
anyway. 4x4s are fine, right? They're holding up fine, right?
Yeah, no, we don't see any shifting or anything moving side to side. You know, it's typical wood. You see cracks in them here or there. I guess that's just the nature of it.
And stuff. I think it's the 4x4s are going to be fine unless you get some lateral movement. And that means that's when you get into, and we don't deal with it here, earthquake design and stuff like that, where you're going to get shifting and a vibration. But as far as it goes, it's fine. It just probably looks small to you.
Yeah, well, you know, there has been some wear down at the bottom. It's just concreted in just like a fence post.
Yeah.
And, you know, down at the bottom where it received a little bit of water damage and some weed eating over the years. So if we were going to replace those, regardless if it was going to be the same size or maybe a 4x6, who would you refer to?
I would not replace it with a solid piece of lumber. You know what I would do?
Okay.
I would take two 2x6s and one 2x4, and I would create an H configuration, and then I would wrap it in Hardy, so it looks really nice. When you take smaller members and you create an H or a different configuration, and, you know, you can wrap it, make it look pretty, put a base on there, put a top on there, do whatever you want. But it is going to be more stable, and it's not going to crack, it's not going to warp, it's not going to do things. I wouldn't use a solid piece of lumber. I would never do that. And when I was building homes for years, all the columns we built were in an H shape, whether it's 2x12s or 2x6s or whatever. But we would do that, and I did that on purpose because I wanted the lumber to hold up properly.
That's a good idea. Do you have any companies in mind that could perform that kind of work? Or
yeah, you can call Rudy Quality Painting.
Painting can do it. Okay,
Rudy's Quality. Yeah, they're going to replace the columns. In fact, they did one at my mom's house before she passed away a year ago. But
perfect.
Yeah, they'll do that, and they'll caulk it and paint it, and, you know, make it look super duper.
Okay,
but,
perfect.
Yeah, they'll be.
Yeah, I was thinking about replacing the siding anyways, because right now the home's got vinyl siding on it, and your last caller was talking about the sheathing and the vapor barriers, and all we have is the vinyl siding on top of the sheathing. So that doesn't seem right either.
Vinyl came, and now it's gone. I don't know if you can find a vinyl siding guy today.
I know it.
I remember fighting them tooth and nail all that time. But anyway, just if you're going to reside your home, let's do it right. But vinyl is not the answer. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, before you go, just one compliment. My wife keeps telling me how beautiful your wife is. So just thought you should know that. She comes into her place of business quite often. So
she does what? My wife does what?
She goes into my wife's place of business here and there, and every time she does, she knows who she is, and she knows I'm a listener to you, and she just keeps saying, "Oh God, his wife is so gorgeous." I said, "Okay, well, I'll make sure
my wife
is
a beautiful woman." Yes, thank you very much.
All right, Tom, you take care, boss.
All right, buddy. Bye bye.
All right, bye.
713-572-4610, and we will talk today. And let's see if I can hang this thing up. I got a little issue today with my foot. It's starting to really bother me. But anyway, here we go. Oh, okay. Let's see. 713-572-4610, and we will talk today. I want to tell you about Elizabeth Cole Design. All right. Here's a story. I got to have at least one good story left before I go. And that is, last night we had a dinner party. I cooked for maybe 12 people. And it was a lot of work. But my lovely wife, who we just talked about, decided she wanted her friends over to see the new furniture we got from Elizabeth Cole Design. That's right. And she showed off the furniture, although no one was allowed to eat on it. I thought it was funny. Anyway, everybody had to stay at least 10 feet away from the furniture if they had food in their hand because she didn't want her new furniture to be stained. Now, the other day I heard as I was sleeping, Tom, I heard that and I said, oh my God, what'd I do? I got up and I said, what did I do? You got a spot of food here. So now I'm not allowed to eat in the living room anymore and watch TV. So that part's very sad too. Anyway, it's all because of the new furniture we got from Elizabeth Cole Design. This is a company that for 10 years never sold to the public. They only worked with designers. And the designers, they loved it. I think they're kind of upset that they're open to the public now. But they are open to the public. And if you want new furniture the way you want it, then what I want you to do is go and see them. They're located at 9000 Hempstead Road. Very easy. It's 290 in Hempstead. It's right under all those overpasses, I guess you might say. But they have the furniture. They have complimentary designers. They've got it all to put together something really special for you. You go to a lot of furniture stores, and what do you get? You get salespeople. It's not salespeople here. They're designers. They want to make sure that everything looks good. And one of the things that now my lovely wife says is, we're going to repurpose. I said, where the heck did you get that idea? Repurpose. Well, it was from Valerie at Elizabeth Cole Design. She goes, I don't want you to buy new stuff. You have such great stuff. We just need to move it around. So that's the way it is. And I'm good with it. So why don't you go by and see them? Elizabeth Cole Design, when it comes to furniture and getting your house looking really good, you know, it's different than your discount furniture centers. Man, they're all over the place. You don't want to deal with them. You want to deal with someone that can help you get it done right. That's Elizabeth Cole Design. All right, 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Rick. Rick, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning. I appreciate you taking my call. Got a quick question for you about my attic. I've got a two-story house. First story is considerably bigger than the second story, which means my entire second story, the ceiling and then all the walls, are exposed to the attic.
Okay.
When I sit back and I think about it, I'm like, well, I've got R30 in the ceiling, and I've only got two by fours on the walls, so the R value is considerably less. Is that a concern, or do I need to do anything about that?
That's actually an awesome question. And some people will think about this. Most people don't really care. But 13% of the heat gain on a house, a typical house, comes through the walls. And that means, how much more is that? 87% comes through the attic. Mm-hmm. Because the heat source is the sun. So it's the heater. So people get all obsessed about the walls, and they shouldn't be. In fact, when you have older homes and people call me and ask me, should I tear everything out and, you know, put insulation in the walls? It really is not going to make that much difference. You're talking about when you start dealing with numbers, the percentages go down to 3%, 4%. I mean, it gets really low, and that's the engineer in me. But as far as it goes, no, I think about something else. Just forget it.
Okay. All right, I like that answer. That made my day easier. I appreciate that help.
you're a good man. Thank you, Rick.
All right, appreciate
it. Partner. Yeah. No, it's just we overthink stuff, and I don't like it when people overthink things. Well, it's not whether I like it or not. It's just the way it is. And so don't overthink something. And please call me if you need to. But, yeah, the attic is – think about it. 80% of the heat in a house comes through the attic. Okay. Now we're talking 80%. That means 20%. And I also said 13% comes through the walls. So 80, that's 93%, right? Am I right there? And keep my numbers with me. And so what happens to the other 7%? It's windows. It's doors. It's, you know, going in and out of the house. It's other stuff. But It's the attic. That's why. Radiant barriers, attic insulation, and attic ventilation. You have to push, push, push. And then there's a point where you can't do, you can do more, but you can't get any effect out of it that makes sense. It's called the rate of diminishing returns. And if you look at charts and stuff, it'll just start dropping down to where it's called dumb money. And I want all of you. I'm a capitalist. I'm sorry. And I'm all for all that good stuff. But I don't want you to spend $1 if you don't get it back. I mean, if you want to go out and do fun things with your money, I have no problem with that. I'm good with that. Money is freedom. I always tell my children, don't think money is things. Money is freedom. That's why my kids live in apartments and they don't want to buy houses and stuff because they know that their money is freedom. And so you got to remember that. Anyway, money is freedom. Please remember that as you go through life. All right, the Door Clearance Center has doors for you, and they have fantastic doors, and they buy them by the tens of thousands, and they really do a great job with what they do. It's Door Clearance Center. When you buy 10,000 doors, okay, I'm going to get X door, 10,000 of them. Well, let's say, how about this? Let's step it back a bit. Let's say 4,000. And we're going to sell these doors, at wholesale, to other companies. Say we're going to sell 3,475, whatever. And so you have doors left. You could throw them away, but why? When you can sell them to somebody that would like them. And you can sell them at a super discounted price because you bought so many that your prices are so low, it's incredible. That's what Door Clearance Center does. They're located just south of Gulf Bank Road on I-45 North. And you see a big sign that says doors. It's pretty funny, actually. I love it. It just says doors. And then in there you have, you can get lock sets. They put the whole thing together for you. You get it all pre-hung just the way you want. But that's what they do, Door Clearance Center. Why don't you, go by and see them? Or better yet, go to homeshowradio.com and visit our website and then find out how you can really enjoy a brand new, whether it's a patio door, front door, interior doors, really beautiful doors at a very low price. That's Door Clearance Center.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610. And anytime you want at homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on, always free. Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.